AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Two people are dead in Laguna Heights, Texas, and 10 have been taken to the hospital after a possible tornado touchdown amid severe storms. Kelly Cass is at the Weather Channel.
The southern plains down into the coast of Texas, that's where we think the ingredients come together a little bit better to give us more of a severe threat, whether it's damaging winds or even isolated tornadoes. And turn around, don't drown. We've got a flood problem, too. We've already had some flash flood warnings. We're talking 2 to 3 inches of rain on the way. We could see even more than 5 inches of rain on top of some of these areas in deep South Texas.
Border officials say there hasn't been a surge of asylum seekers so far since a pandemic era rule known as Title 42 ended, but there are still migrants coming in. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
At the border, agents divide men and women for processing, separating Moreno and his pregnant wife. He started checking shelters for her by night and washing cars by day, even on his 21st birthday. Then this happened. Abandoning their sponges and rags for a moment, the migrants broke out into a familiar round of happy birthday. Now in the U.S., a moment of joy and celebration after a long journey, a fleeting chance at asylum no longer afforded to most.
An Idaho jury has convicted a woman for the murders of her two youngest children and a romantic rival. CBS's Dana Jacobson.
Lori Vallow Daybell remained frozen Friday as the clerk read the verdict. Prosecutors argued that she used religion to manipulate others and claimed evil spirits had turned her 16-year-old daughter, Tylee, and her 7-year-old son, Joshua, into zombies before their 2019 murders. She was also found guilty in the murder of her husband's first wife, Tammy Daybell. Lori Vallow Daybell faces life in prison. Her husband, Chad Daybell, is still awaiting trial.
There's a new CEO at Twitter. CBS's Jeff Glore.
Elon Musk confirmed Friday he's tapped Comcast NBC Universal ad exec Linda Yaccarino as the new CEO of Twitter. He says she'll focus primarily on business operations. Yaccarino could be a linchpin for Twitter's ad revenue, which has plummeted since Musk's October takeover. Musk said he will transition to the role of chief technology officer to focus on product design and new technology.
Now to Italy, where Ukraine President Zelensky is at the Vatican right now for an expected private audience with Pope Francis. The pontiff has repeatedly called for peace in Ukraine since Russia invaded. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
DQ presents The Sound of Summer Calling.
Hey, it's me, Summer. I know you're busy with Beach Day's Little League games and all the other fun in the sun, but you gotta get to DQ ASAP Pronto right now. The new Summer Blizzard menu is here, and it brought 5 iconic summer flavors, like new peanut butter puppy chow and s'mores. Oh yeah, it's back. Oh, that's my other line. Everyone is pumped about this new DQ Summer Blizzard menu. I gotta go. See ya, DQ.
Get it in the app. DQ. Happy tastes good.
All new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Get top deals on everything you need to freshen up your yard, like the Kobalt 24-volt string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit, only at Lowe's. Was $199, now just $149. Plus, get your lawn in shape with up to $15 off select Scott's Easy Seed Lawn Repair Mixes. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, Scott's offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High of 69, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast, tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 50. Chance for scattered rain showers, tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 67, mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
You heard the man. Let's get to it. Time for Over the Back Fence for this May 13th, 2023. You got your host, James J. Mailoff, behind the mic. Thank you so much for joining me, James J. in on a Saturday. Yes, it's fun. We're going to take some calls today at 424-2600. Looking forward to hanging out with you throughout the morning today. It's going to be some good times. I want to get things going off on a good note, too. And they just hung up right as I was going to go to you. Please call right back, 424-2600. Feel free to join the conversation. There's a couple of things we're going to get into this morning, looking forward to. Got a bunch of interesting stuff I wanted to dive into. We're going to talk about our schedule a little bit later. Looking forward to diving into that. Tell you what's new this weekend and what's coming up this week on the shows. And, of course, want to get into a little bit of news and notes, mailbag items. We're here to take your phone calls, so 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. Also want to talk about some local things going on. Got a couple of other interesting stories, too. And as far as our programming, I got a get coming up on Playmakers I want to tell you about. First, let's do what we like to do around here, take some calls. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning, James. I thought I lost you guys forever in there. I found you on Saturday morning.
Excellent. I'm glad you found us, sir. Yeah, we're here every Saturday, 11 to noon.
That's awesome. I have for sale a Coleman mini bike. This is a real little kid's mini bike. It's got a three-horse motor on it. That sucker starts about the first pull every time. It's a CC100X Coleman mini bike. It's like brand spanking new. I bought it from a guy that couldn't make it work at all. What happened was he got dirt in the gas tank. Well, I cleaned the gas tank all out, blew it all out good, got it running. It runs like new. I want nice. $350 for it, just like new. A kid can start this thing.
Right on. All right.
My number is 715. 498-1943.
498? Go ahead. 498-1943. You got it. All right. Hey, it's all right. How often do you call yourself? Nobody ever remembers their number anymore.
That's right. Yeah, push send.
Hey, you feel free to call back any Saturday until we get this sold, all right?
All right.
Have a good weekend.
You too, bye now.
That mini bike, $350, he's asking for it at 715-498-1945, 498-1945. And that is just how it's done, everybody. 424-2600, call up, join the conversation. Good morning, you're on the show.
I have for sale 8 styrofoam unfaced insulation boards. They're 4x8 foot, and they're an inch thick. And I want $10 for all 8. And then I also have 2 hang-on hunting tree stands with seats, $50 each. And I have a women's medium-size heavy-duty Carhartt jacket with hood and nylon quilted liner, only worn 3 times, $65, 715-423-7070.
423-7070.
Yes.
You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Interested in any of those items, give her a call at 423-7070. That is 715-423-7070. Well, you guys are already making my day. Start off first 5 minutes, got a couple of calls already. Let's keep that going, everybody. Take nothing but calls all hour. I'm going to let you in on some, all right? And this is just between you and me, all right? Seth and I got this little kind of gentleman's, kind of competition going on, you might call it. see who can get the most calls on a Saturday. Seth's been doing this show. He took it over a little while ago and is doing an amazing job. Fantastic. Our head of production, my partner in art, director's cut, and plenty of other things we do together. Seth does a great job. And he's a brother to me. And what do you do with brothers? You compete, yeah, right? So help me beat Seth. That's what I'm asking you to do. But again, this is just between us, all right? Next Saturday when Seth's back, don't go, you know, telling him that I said all this and everything. So let's just keep it between us. 424-2600. Add to my tally here. I've already got two. Let's keep that going. And please, we know that there are garage sales, rummage sales going on out there. Items that you're looking for, items you want to sell. Every one of us walk around our apartment, our house, we see something, we're like, how did I get that? I don't even remember where that came from. Was that here when I moved in? How did I? Usually like a cardboard table, cardboard tables we all had. I don't think anybody knows how they bought, if they ever bought one. They just were at the house or the apartment when you showed up, that they were there. There, and an album of Frampton Comes Alive. We're sitting there waiting for you. When you it's really dating myself. 424-2600 is the number to call. Wanted to get into a couple of local things here. And one of the things I wanted to touch on, they got two more shows of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's main stage production of The Curious Savage. Been having a great run, heard nothing but good things about this. The cast has been enjoying themselves, having a blast. Steph did an amazing job directing this. They got a matinee today at 2 o'clock. And then a show at 7. These are your final two performances to get to catch them. And I can tell you something, being on that stage, being a part of, my God, I have no idea. I honestly would not even know a number to throw out there of how many final shows I've been a part of. And the energy is different. The energy is different in every show. Opening night, there's a different type of tension. You're a little more stiff. You're a little more in your own head in some of those things. No matter how good you are, no matter how many times you've done it. I've talked to vets as much as I've talked to rookies at it. By this point, you've had a chance to do this and get comfortable with your cast, comfortable with the characters, and you're discovering things that you weren't even doing in rehearsal that all of a sudden, like, oh, why wasn't I doing this the whole time? Or, oh, this is great. I'm going to add this. But I only got three more shows to do it. And so these final shows, you get such a wonderful, like, rounded out, while at the same time, this fire, this hunger to give these great performances, because you don't know if you're ever going to get a chance to play these characters again. I've played 101 characters in my career. I've only played the same character twice. Mercutio from Romeo and Juliet. It's the only, I know there's another one, and I cannot think of it right now. Yeah, it's going to be it is going to be fire shows today. You want to catch these. You can get tickets right now at wrctheater.org, or you can get them right at the Centralia Center. Head on down there here in Wisconsin Rapids. Get your tickets, support local, buy local. Includes our nonprofits, our arts, as well as our wonderful businesses around here, which you'll be hearing in a little bit during a commercial break, which means you only got so much time to call in. Call up 424-2600. Join the conversation. I will mention as well that we are going to have our friends over at Silver Foxes with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. They have a great production coming up next month called The Fairy Tale Courtroom. I know a little bit about that show, but I want them to tell us about it. Looking forward to it. All summer long, with Hopo Productions and leading right up until next season's main stage productions, our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater entertaining us, as well as supporting this community. You see them do both. 424-2600 is the number to call. A local story and a big story that I wanted to touch on. As far as a big story, it kind of has a local touch to it. I don't know how many people have seen this. A couple weeks ago, we were talking about on the morning show, which you can catch Monday through Friday, 7 to 11, 7 to 10. I'm giving us an extra hour. It's the opposite direction. join us every day, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10. We are talking about some of the closures that have been going on with Bed Bath & Beyond, Old Navy, some of those buildings. Plenty of communities, specifically rural communities, One of the things that you don't want, especially on your main streets, is open buildings, open businesses, nothing in those. You don't want these hermit shell crabs sitting there. It hurts when you want people to move into your area and they're driving into town. It hurts businesses that want to move in here. Nobody likes it. It hurts when you just residents, when you're driving downtown and seeing them. What do you do with those? Certainly, you want to put a business in there, and preferably you'd like to put a local business in there, your typical mom and pop or anything like that. But that's not always an option. And we've done a little of this here in Rapids with the old Shopko Mall and the building there. There's a transformation going on right now with that. It's pretty cool. Had some other locations here. One of the things that I picked up out in California, because I'm just a weirdo about architecture, but that's what happens when your uncle is an architect. In California, they have all this adobe and old kind of building and structure, and they didn't really tear it down. They just, what used to be a post office is now a grocery store, and it's still these old buildings with this architecture to it. It's very cool. Well, along with that, a lot of places are starting to use these places for these open, kind of hermit crab buildings to put in pickleball places. Yeah, and it's doing great, apparently. There is a number of cities that have done this already. And it is, by all accounts, and you can look this up yourselves, everybody, pickleball is America's fastest growing sport. I am trying to get a fantasy pickleball league going, if anybody's interested. Because if you've been paying attention to, fantasy sports is the second biggest growing kind of industry. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. And maybe it isn't pickleball. Again, just making this local. And then for data, for reference point, in Rapids here, we've got a couple pickleball courts. Maybe we have enough, maybe we don't. You tell me, 424-2600. I don't play, so I'm kind of curious what you guys think. We could also continue this conversation on the morning show Monday, Tuesday. Feel free to call up and join us. Number never changes, 424-2600. But maybe it isn't pickleball, but what else could we, put in these places that would be similar to that, that could get public use? Now, right away, being an actor, of course, I think of a stage and somewhere I can do my one-man Simpsons show where I do every single Simpsons character. And spoiler alert, I do them very bad. These are not good impressions. But it's about 3 hours long, and I could really use a good... No, I'm kidding. We could find a much better use for it than that. There's plenty of good uses for these kind of things. We put our heads together, we probably can figure some things out. Something to think about. We'll get to that Wisconsin story a little bit later. And talk about our schedule this weekend. What's coming up this week for you on our original shows. News and notes will be coming up, along with our mailbag items and your calls right here on Over the Back Fence. At 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, we are a locally grown radio.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
When you look back on all of life's celebrations and challenges, you realize she's been there for you through it all. Celebrate Mom this Mother's Day with a gift from family-owned Village Gardens. Whether it's a wonderful gift from the gift shop or living gift of a hanging basket, plant, tree, or shrub, make it a Mother's Day to remember. Village Gardens, 2811 Porter Court in Plover.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High of 69. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 50. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67. Mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Welcome back to the... I almost did it, but it didn't get me. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence here on this Saturday. We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 424-2600. Feel free to call up. Join us with any items you're looking for, items you want to sell, garage, rummage sales, all those kind of things. We'd love to hear about them. We know there's a lot of great nonprofits out there that have action and fun things going on the weekends. Call up. Let us know. Until we get some calls, keep things moving. Going to get into some news and notes, mailbag items that you send us. And keep in mind with the mailbag, we're taking items all the time. Feel free to drop them off if someone needs to. We have no problem. Just make sure to have these printed out usually. You don't want to leave it up to my interpretation, my eyes. It's much better if we get it right and we help you sell these items. Diving into the mailbag, we have 100 plus yards of fabric. Can I get a second take on that? This isn't live, right? Oh, it's live? All right, forget it. 100 plus yards of fabric, mostly cotton in various colors and patterns, along with some muslin and flannel, $1 each. 156 new cotton fat quarters in various colors and patterns and measures about 18 by 21 inches. $100 for that. These items are great for quilting or crafting. Interested, give them a call, 715-424-6971, 424-6971. I have somebody here who has a lot of country and other music albums to sell, mostly country, $1 each. If you are interested, give them a call, 715-424-2216, that is 715-424-2216. And finally, we have this from our friends at Seventh-day Adventist Church. Friends Feeding Friends. They have a free community meal on May 21st at 4 o'clock. Their doors will open at 3. They are located at 611 24th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. All are welcome. Big shout out. Big thank you to them for doing this. I'm telling you, I'm really easy to win over. Anytime you're doing anything to help people with hunger, help people with food, I'm going to be a big fan of yours. You can buy me easy. That's exactly how you do it. Helping out people with any of these kind of needs. Big shout out to Seventh-day Adventist Church. Again, Friends Feeding Friends. It's a free community meal on May 21st. That is coming up next Sunday. Doors will open at 3. The meal will be at 4. They are located at 611 24th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. All are welcome. With any of our mailbag items or our news and notes items, if you're driving around and can't get the information down or anything like that, just let us know. Call up 424-2600. We'll relay this information to you. And again, that number, 424-2600. Call up. Join us. Remember, I need your calls. I need to add to my tally so I can defeat Seth. You're going to help me do that, right? And keep it between us, right? All right. Let's dive into our news and notes now. Our great friends over at the VFW and VVA have a brat fry going on right now, today, over at the Quality Foods at 1021 West Grand Avenue. They're going to be there till 2. If you don't get a chance to get there today, May 27th, they'll be at it again on June 10th and June 24th as well. Stop on over there. Support your local veterans organizations. Say hi. Get a quick lunch. It's a brat. Come on. You're in Wisconsin. You know, by Wisconsin law, I believe, you're supposed to have so many brats a summer. I'm pretty sure about that. That's what they told us when we moved here. So I don't know. You might want to get on that. You don't want to wait until August to get that in. Not to mention that ain't just a brat you buy. You are investing. You are putting in showing your support to our veterans. And say hi. Make some eye contact and say thank you. Goes a long way. Farther than any of us who are not veterans can understand, truly. Again, VFW, VVA, Brat Fry going on today. Till 2 o'clock, get yourself a brat. Say hi to the guys over there, the gang over there. Everybody over there. good morning to our friends at IGA2, Quality Foods. Let's go ahead and take a call real quick. Good morning, you're on the show.
Hello?
Hello.
Is that WFHR?
This sure is. You're on Over the Back Fence. How can we help you?
I was wondering, you used to have old-time music on the radio on Saturdays. Do you have that anymore?
No, we don't. That was, I think, a couple owners ago, actually, sir. Been a handful of changes over the last couple of years. Uh-huh. We've still got some great programming for you on the weekends.
Yeah, but you don't have that old-time music.
No, we do have some music on the weekends with Max Inc. Radio and our director's cut, Seth Faces Music, but not the old-timey radio, no.
Okay.
Something to think about, though, for us. Maybe we might. We'll see.
Okay. All right.
Hey, appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. 424-2600, that's the number. Call up and join the conversation. Now, he didn't have an item to sell or buy. Does that count on my tally? Can I mark that down? I feel like that's cheating. I can't mark that down. No, that doesn't count. Diving into news and notes. Our great friends at 4-H have their Foodie Pastalicious event coming up on Wednesday, May 24th from 6 to 7 at the Auburndale High School. They need you to register by the end of this weekend. You got until May 15th to do that. And it's pretty easy to register. If you need to contact the 4-H or want to find out anything about the Wood County 4-H, just type into your search bar, Wood County 4-H. You'll see the UW Extension Wood County website pop up. You'll be able to register right from there. Otherwise, if you have questions, you can give our good friend Jasmine an email. Her email is jasmine.carbajal, C-A-R-B-A-J-A-L, at wisc.edu. This is for all youth, third grade and older. It's going to be a really fun event. Be sure to check that out and register. 4-H Foodie Pastalicious, Wednesday, May 24th, 6 to 7 in Auburndale. Heavy blood drive taking place this Tuesday, 10 to 3, over at the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. I don't know if I'll ever get used to saying that, former East Junior High School. I went to that school, darn it. Appointments are encouraged. Walk-ins are welcome. If you have any questions or would like to schedule an appointment, give them a call, 866-566-5900, 866-566-5900. You know, with the rise of the superhero movies and TV shows and everything else, you might think, well, to be able to do that, to be able to be a superhero, I need a cape, I need a tragic backstory, I got to come up with a great catchphrase and a character, a completely original character, after every single character idea has been done. So good luck with all that. Or you could just donate blood. And boom, just like that, you are a superhero. If you're not able to this Tuesday from 10 to 3, next Monday, May 22nd, you'll have another opportunity from 2 to 7. And both of these take place at the former East Junior High School Music Room, 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Lincoln High School spring concert season's going strong. They have a concert coming up this Monday. Band concert at the Performing Arts Center. Showtime, 7 o'clock. Be sure to head on over there, support the kids, enjoy some great music in a wonderful atmosphere. I mean, I don't care. You know that one-man show I was telling you about? That show is really bad, okay? It needs a lot of work. I need my imaginary writer team. I need to hire new imaginary writers. But, you know, they're striking for a good reason, so I support them for that. But, yeah, that one-man show I was telling you about, even that would sound good at the Performing Arts Center. That's how nice that facility is. Check out Lincoln High School Spring Concert this Monday, 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. More local concerts going on. Nakusa High School and Alexander Middle School have their Pops concert happening May 19th at 6:30 over at Nakusa High School. Be sure to go to that one if you can. Support it. Enjoy some great music. And then on May 29th at 10, Port Edwards High School Band plays at the Memorial Day service at the Port Edwards Cemetery. They do a great job with that year in and year out. It's a great way to show your respects while also in supporting those kids. Take that in if you can. May 29th, 10 a.m., Port Edwards High School Band playing at the Memorial Day service at Port Edwards Cemetery. 424-2600, that is a number. Call up, join the conversation. Otherwise, got a couple of more news and notes I wanted to touch on. Coming up this week, Wednesday, our great friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. You know what I'm going to say. You know what's coming up. Bingo! Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge every Wednesday at 6:30. They open their doors at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Go there, have some fun, enjoy yourself, and know the whole time you are putting back into your community, because that is exactly what the Elks Lodge does. And I guarantee you, if you got an Elks Lodge in your area, they do the same thing. Maybe they're not as awesome and cool and unique as our 693 Wisconsin Rapids Lodge, but I bet they're amazing. I know our lodge is. They continue to put into our community. We appreciate them. Go ahead, have some fun, enjoy some bingo, and a good time over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. Wednesdays, they open their doors at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. This Tuesday, our good friend Jackie Carantini has her, she's the HDNR educator with UW Extension. She has her class, Where Is My Money Going? Tips for Tracking Your Spending. If you're interested in RSVPing for that, the class will be from 3 to 4 at Focus's building at 2321 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. And again, you can RSVP by calling 715-421-8437, 421-8437. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. Hey, I have an inversion table to lean back and hang upside down. It's like new condition for $50. And I also have a small trailer to pull behind a lawn tractor. It's pretty not too bad for $40. And my number is 903-373-2434.
903-373-2434.
Yes.
Right on. Thanks for the call. Have a good weekend.
All right. Yeah, thank you. You too.
If you're interested in those items, give them a call. 903-373-2434. It's 903-373-2434. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. A little bit later, going to tell you about our schedule for the weekend and what's upcoming on our programs. I can give you a little preview right now that coming up on Morning Magazine a little bit later in the week. We are going to be, I'm sorry, not later in the week, on Tuesday, we're actually going to kick off Morning Magazine with our friends at the Alex C. Dove Foundation. They're having their fourth annual event coming up next Saturday, May 20th. It's hard to believe it's their fourth annual already. When they were first getting this going, they were joining us, talking about this, bringing awareness to this, and trying to raise funds. And it is, it's just so dang beautiful to see this thing going the way it is. Come out to support a great local cause. Throughout the day, enjoy live music, a band, raffles, face painting, cabin tours, spot game, beanbag tournament, Bloody Mary bar, fair food, and more. The annual fundraiser is a way for the community to come together to show their support. Really hope to see you at this. It's going to be from 10 to 10, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday, May 20th. It's going to be a really fun event. And it's going to be located at Camelot on the Lake over at 298 Leisure Lane in Nacoosa. It's a really, really fun event to support an amazing cause and some amazing people. For those that don't know, and again, we're going to get into this more in more detail on Tuesday during Morning Magazine. Join us at about 10:05. We'll kick off the whole week of Morning Magazine with our friends from the Dove's Nest to talk about the fourth annual fundraiser. The Alex C. Dove Foundation was established back in November of 2018. The Dove's Nest is located on Lower Camelot Lake in the town of Rome. It's the first respite retreat of its kind in the Midwest. The purpose is to offer those suffering from a life-threatening illness a free place to rest and relax by the beautiful lake. The annual fundraiser is a way for the community to come together, show their support. Dove's Nest is a nonprofit organization which operates through donations. So come out, enjoy the day by the lake, have some fun. I learned to swim in that lake when we first moved out here. I happen to be a little, maybe a little journalistic integrity not out the window on that one. I love that lake, love that area, and I love this cause. Some amazing people that took an idea, took tragedy and difficulty, had an idea from it, and turned it into something that helps so many people. It's a fun event, too. There's going to be plenty to do for everybody, the whole family. Mark your calendars. You got plans next Saturday, 10 to 10, Camelot on the Lake, where you're going to be for the Dove's Nest 4th Annual Fundraiser. And again, we'll be talking more about this on Morning Magazine this Tuesday at 10:05. We'll go to commercial break in a second here. I do have to mention this because my big sister, Terry, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, she will smack me upside the head if I don't mention. I want to mention this. I love talking about the United Way. I honestly do. Registration for Stuff the Desk is open. Stuff the Desk is a collaborative community initiative led by the United Way to ensure every student has the supplies they need to learn. All families with financial need are eligible to receive free school supplies. To participate, parents or guardians must register by August 3rd. Make sure I get that right. August 3rd is when you have until. And you can do it real easy. Just go to their website, uwswac.org. Click on the Stuff the Desk banner. You can do it that way. Or you can call 211 Monday through Friday between 8 to 5. School supplies will be distributed during Stuff the Desk on August 18th and 19th over at East Junior High School here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it, give you details. And again, registration must be submitted by August 3rd. Walk-ins will only be accepted on Saturday, August 19th from 10 to 10:30. Supplies are not guaranteed for this. And that last part stings a little bit to me. Again, journalistic integrity out the window. I care about the United Way, care about Terry and our community and all these things. But this stems deeper for me as I was one of these kids. My parents were amazing and did everything they could. Didn't always have all the supplies I needed. I wasn't the only one in school. There's a lot of kids like us. And it's difficult. It's difficult already moving around a bunch, showing up in a new place, trying to make friends is incredibly difficult at this age, let alone then. You don't have the things you need, and you're immediately thinking of a million things other than what the teacher's saying or what's going on in the class. During recess, you're not able to have fun and hang out with your friends as much because in the back of your mind, you're thinking of these things. If you can help with supplies, it is greatly appreciated. We know how hard it is out there for everybody nowadays. If you can even do a little, you'd be surprised how far that goes. You can donate supplies. You can find out more again by going to uwswac.org. We'll take a break after a phone call here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I've got a Husqvarna chainsaw in very good condition for sale, asking $135, and they can phone 715-887-2623.
887-2623.
Yes.
Thanks for the call. You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
If you're interested in that item, give them a call, 715-887-2623. 887-2623. We're going to take a break real quick, come back, talk a little bit about our schedule coming up this weekend, see what other trouble we can get ourselves into. It's Over the Back Fence, Saturday edition, Mother's Day weekend edition. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Get ready to call up when we come back right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Join the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism in their Walk Off Dead event happening Saturday, May 20th. starting at the shelter at Riverside Park in Nakusa. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m. Walking starts at 9. Suggested donation of $10 per person for participation. All money raised will help pay off food service debt for students in the Nakusa School District. Join VFW Post 2534 for their steak feed on Tuesday, May 23rd from 4:30 to 7 p.m. It's located at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall at 2711 Redden Road. Meal is open to the public and costs $20.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High of 69, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast, tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 50. Chance for scattered rain showers, tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 67, mainly sunny skies and calm. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence here on this Saturday, Mother's Day weekend. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. 10:41 on the clock. Got a little under 20 minutes left of show. We'd like to fill it with your phone calls. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Get into our schedule for the weekend and upcoming here on our original content. We broadcast live and direct from Wisconsin Rapids. Get into that in a little bit. May even touch on our National Day of calendar, see what we can get into. I don't know how many people have heard about this, but I was talking about a local good story here, and I wanted to touch on this one. I mean, a Wisconsin good story is what I mean more so. Local good stories, we hit on those every morning show. We wrap up our shows with those. And we're just getting to some of those with our news and notes. But Madison, one of my favorite cities in the country. I don't mean just in Wisconsin. I mean in the country. I love Madison. Spent a lot of time there. They have a night market there, and this is their sixth season of it. It's art. It's music. It's a really fun, energetic experience. I don't know how many people know about it, though. I've asked around. I've just kind of done my own little poll. Not just here in Rapids, but other cities have been bopping around in the last couple of weekends, just leading up to the event. It kicked off last weekend. It's an annual celebration of the city's creative culture. Clear sky music, dance performances are going on last weekend. Now, maybe not as much clear skies this weekend, but got a lot of vendors out there selling a lot of interesting, diverse art, other wares. I believe there is even laser tag down there. It's a new addition, I believe. It's a really cool event. You're looking for something to do this weekend. There's plenty to do here locally and wherever you're at, I'm sure locally. But if you're in the Madison area, you want to head to the Madison area, usually not too far from wherever you're listening. That's a fun event. Check that out. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I have a oak six gun cabinet with a glass front I'd like to sell for $150 or best offer.
All right.
The number you can reach is 715-213-1415.
715-213-1415.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. 213-1415, number to call. You're interested in that item. You can get her at 715-213-1415. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation, everybody. Well, quickly looking at our National Day of calendar. I don't want you guys to miss out on it being National Frog Jumping Day. I know how big that is in Wisconsin. I know how much you guys like it in the around the whole country. I mentioned earlier that pickleball is the fastest growing sport in the nation, but frog jumping is still a big deal. When's the last time we saw anybody doing frog jumping? Like a frog jumping contest? Genuinely, I'm not saying anything bad or negative about it. I'm just trying to think in my head, like, if I even, other than like a TV show or a movie, I can't think if I ever saw anything even remotely close to that.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen some belly dancing before. Hey-o. World Belly Dancing Day is today. It is, in all seriousness, there's a really cool art to the dance of belly dancing. I've known a couple of people who have done it professionally. I mean professionally by going to school for it, that kind of thing. It's a pretty cool art. Pretty interesting. It is National Train Day as well. Along with, I believe I don't know if they're talking about model trains or just trains in general. No, they're talking about trains in general. All right. If you forced me to pick top methods of transportation, horseback, easily, first and foremost. I know it might take longer. I know it might get uncomfortable at times. I don't care. I'm a city boy at heart, but man, there is nothing like riding a horse. After that, though, probably a train. Just something about traveling by train. Maybe it's growing up, near the Amtrak and on the Amtrak, taking those all the time, or the L train. Something about it. National Train Day. Maybe take a train to Madison. I don't know if you can. Yeah. It is National Apple Pie Day. I mentioned that because, of course, Seth can't be here for this, but I have to represent the Pie Council. Make sure that is repped. We'll see if some more of these we can get into, but more importantly, let's take some phone calls. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I'm looking for a Toro grass-catching blade bag, and it's 22-inch Toro.
All right. Now, wait, was that the bag or the blade you were looking for, sir?
The bag.
Gotcha.
B-A, yeah. And 421-4284.
421-4284.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
See if we can find that for him. He's looking for a Toro grass catching bag. 715-421-4284. 421-4284. It is getting back to our National Day of Calendar, but please feel free to call up. You can shut me up easy. You have the power to quiet me. 424-2600. Otherwise, I'll just tell you that it's also today Leprechaun Day. Be kind to all the leprechauns you meet out there. Don't be like that. Don't be that person that asks them right away, "Hey, where's your pot of gold?" Like, that's what everybody does. All right, you got to be smoother than that. Don't act like you don't really care about the pot of gold. Act like, oh, wait a minute, really? You got a pot of gold? I had no idea. It's Leprechaun Day and it's rainy out, everybody. You know what that means? Rainbows, all that. Isn't it? I mean, is it really any different than like half the schemes and stuff that are going on nowadays? Like looking for a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow, is that any different than like cryptocurrency? I'd almost rather look for the pot of gold, to be honest with you. I actually would. If you had me, I had to make a choice with my investments of my money. I would do that before I would do crypto. It's National Windmill Day as well. Archery Day. Since I was a little kid, I've had people tell me I should pick up archery. I have like the perfect arms for it and hands. I've always wanted to. It always seems like fun. Got to do that one of these days. It is also National Babysitter's Day. It's a good one. Shout out to all the great babysitters out there. And to many of us that did that early ways of discovering your work ethic and how badly do you want that $5 or $10 or whatever it was you got. It is World Migratory Bird Day. Very important one. Very cool one. And it's World Cocktail Day. Enjoy. Responsibly and at the right time and all that, of course. But enjoy. Enjoy. Quick look at tomorrow. And there's some great ones for tomorrow. Like National Dance Like a Chicken Day is tomorrow. Do you really need to do that on Mother's Day? Is it necessary to have that? Shouldn't there just be? It's bad enough that we give moms one day. You're going to also like clog it up with other things. Not just Mother's Day, Father's Day, any of those days like that. Let's just give them Mother's Day, okay? I will say you can add this one. National Military Spouses Appreciation Day is also tomorrow. We say a gigantic thank you to the other soldiers, the ones that are you know, carrying on the work here at home, on their home field, if you will. thank you to all the national military, to all the military spouses out there, and certainly to all of our men and women serving. And a very happy Mother's Day tomorrow to all the moms out there. Let's take a call before we go to break. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, good morning. Say, I have two patio rocking chairs for the patio. They're really in nice shape, and they're heavy, and they're comfortable. The number to call would be 715-421-1188.
All right, sir, did you have a price for those?
Yeah, $125 each.
All right, sounds good. And your phone number again, 715-421-1188.
Yes.
Thanks for the call. You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
If you're interested in those patio rocking chairs, give them a call, 715-421-1188, 421-1188. We're going to take a break, come back, take it to the top of the hour. A bunch of fun here on the... I almost did it again. That's twice. Darn it. I've been doing too many shows. It's Over the Back Fence, Mother's Day edition, here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio W.
You don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking. Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs around 69, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 50. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, Mother's Day edition. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We send a very big thank you to all the best listeners in radio. Welcome back. Hope your phone lines are wide open, everybody. 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. Call up and join the conversation. Looking to do that? Well, call up. I was just going to take a call, actually, so they hung up real quick. But you can call right back, 424-2600. Again, I got about 7 calls here. Helping me. I'd like to get the double digits before we get to the end of the show. That'd really help me out with my competition with Seth. Call up. Items you're looking for, items you want to sell, garage, rummage sales. I haven't had any garage or rummage sales, and I know my Midwest people. There are at least 10 to 20 garage sales going on in the listening area, at the very least, and I'm lowballing that. Call us up and let us know about them. Otherwise, I want to get into some of our shows this weekend. Be sure to join us for the Sunshine Poker Show tomorrow at 1. Tim Hubbelt, our guy, does an amazing job with this show.
Tim scours the earth looking for the greatest of polka. As I dropped my pen and I had to pick it up real quick. See how fast I did that, though? Be sure to join us every weekend for the Sunshine Polka Show. You can catch it on Saturdays at 7 in the morning and Sundays at 1. And Tim does an amazing job with that show. A big shout out to our good friend Tim Humboldt. Speaking of Sundays, we've got two great shows back to back for you. Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. Seth takes these themes, not only finds music that adds to them, but content, different sounds and maybe commercials or different things like that that he'll add to it. If it has to do with that theme, he's going to find it. And he's going to give you something that you, unlike you've ever heard before. There's no show like Seth Faces the Music. Be sure to check that out every Sunday, 6 to 8. Leads you right into Director's Cut, 8 to 9. This is the kind of passion project of mine from over two decades ago that is taking going on. Seth and I, along with, at times, Connie from FRM Music, shout out to Connie, bring on some amazing guests. We just got done wrapping up back-to-back weeks with having the Lizards on. We had some scheduling conflicts come up really late in the game here this week, so we're going to have some reruns playing for you this weekend. On Director's Cut, we're going to replay the actors' session we had with Joel Goodness. Encourage you to check that out. It was a great conversation with Joel, and we only scratched the surface, and we want to do more of those. You know, there used to be Inside the Actor's Studio and shows like that with big names, and there's nothing wrong with those shows. But there are a billion grinding actors out there, grinding artists out there, and that is a big part of what Director's Cut is. We want to rise people up. We want to give them an opportunity to get across all the civic media networks, get podcasted, get on streaming, all these things. And as far as that goes, if you're an artist, and look, everybody's an artist. I don't care if you're a mechanic. You got to problem solve. You got to figure out how to do something. You're an artist. Well, we want to talk to you. Join us for Director's Cut. Reach out to Seth or me. You can do that same way you get us birthdays and anniversary club, things or any other feedback you guys give us. You can email me anytime, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. james.maloff@civicmedia.us. I'll be sure to get back to you as soon as I can. Ask any listeners out there. I do. You can reach Seth the same way. His email is the same. Otherwise, like our Facebook page, you can direct message us that way as well. This week, great lineup. We'll have the morning show Monday through Friday. Join us for that from 7 to 10. We'll kick things off with Melissa and Beth. Of course, during the show tomorrow, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and the kitchen's open at 9. Be sure to join us for that. Shout out to Chatterbox Catering. Have great guests all week long. We got the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday with our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Thursday will be our Pet of the Week. Call for Star of the Day on Friday. And on Monday's Playmakers, also brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Keep that in mind. I got quite the get. Yeah, I don't want to really brag about it or anything, but I kind of got it, man. I got it. This is a pretty good one, okay? I have to tell some people about this. It's pretty cool. So there's this great young mind with your Milwaukee herd, this young kid named Nicholas Maloff. He's going to join us on Playmakers on Monday. Yep, I got it. I landed him. He's director of partnerships over with the Milwaukee herd. I should mention journalistically that he is my little brother, and I am one of his biggest fans in the world. But I promise journalistic integrity through the whole interview. Nick's going to join us to kick off Playmakers on Monday. Looking forward to this, not only because I get to talk to my little brother, but if you did not hear, the Milwaukee Herd, your Milwaukee Bucks G League team, won the Franchise of the Year and Promotion of the Year awards. It got kind of lost in the shuffle with some of the news from the Bucks and Coach Bud and everything, but it didn't get lost around here by us. Nick and I are going to talk to you about this, and I could talk about it and ramble about it, but why not talk to somebody who really knows what they're talking about? Because if there is even a smidgen of anything that you like about me, man, my little brother got it all. Nick's better looking, he's smarter, he's more charming. So, if you're tired of the poor man's version, you could hear Nick on Monday's Playmakers. Be sure to join us for that. Seth and I will be tag team in that show. We'll talk some baseball, talk a little bit of Rafters baseball, local sports. And, of course, it has a lot of big news going on. It's always NFL news. You got sports thoughts and feelings. Don't be on the sidelines. Join us for the conversation. Playmakers every Monday, 10 to 11. And, of course, Morning Magazine, great guests. I mentioned earlier on Tuesday, kicking things off, we'll have some of the members from the Alex C. Dove Foundation joining us. We will talk about that. Mayor Shane Blaze are going to be with us on Wednesday. Looking forward to it. Get a Rome update on Thursday. Friday, we'll be talking with Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston, and we'll wrap things up with our friends at Family Natural Foods. It's going to be a good week, everybody. Great guest hosts. The best guest hosts on radio. It's going to be fun. Thank you for such a fun Saturday. Again, a big, big happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Everybody, any version of a mom you are, we wish you a great one. We appreciate you. The world moves because of you. And to my mom, you know what you mean to me. You're everything. You're the smartest, most, and strongest woman I'll ever.